This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Colorado nonprofit will provide thousands of students the opportunity to attend schools of their choice. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Daniels Fund promises to add 100,000 seats to non-traditional schools by 2030. Those can be secular or religious private schools, publicly funded charter schools, or micro schools. Daniels Fund CEO Hannah Scandera says the organization will give millions of dollars in grants to schools.
When parents and kids get to make a choice about the school they attend, they're usually more engaged.
The organization says the investment across four states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, will increase attendance at non-traditional schools in the region by nearly 30%. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado now has its first licensed detox facility for adolescents. A new Denver Health Center will help patients 17 and younger get clean and sober in a safe environment. The hospital says they'll be under the care of medical, psychiatric, and nursing teams. Demand for this kind of thing has skyrocketed as the addiction crisis continues. And a distressed dog was safely retrieved from Mount Hope Thursday. Chaffee County Search and Rescue says Bailey, the German Shepherd, had climbed the mountain with his owner but didn't want to come down. The owner said he tried coaxing the dog for hours before descending for help. Crews located the pup and carried him down the ridge with a dog sling backpack. Good for you, Bailey. This is CPR News and KRCC.